T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Wichita's nationally recognized Marconi Awarded radio show. This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 68 degrees right now at 6:30. Boeing is a step closer to getting grounded jets back in the air.
The company says it's completed a software update for its 737 MAX jets, which have been grounded since March after they were involved in two fatal crashes. A spokesman says the FAA, foreign regulators, and airlines are now reviewing their plans for additional pilot training. In the crashes in Indonesia and Ethiopia, an automated system turned the noses of the planes down in response to faulty readings from a single sensor, and the pilots were unable to regain control. It's unclear when the 737 MAX aircraft will return to service, but U.S. airlines have said they hope the jets will fly this summer. Lee Silicera, Fox News.
Kansas gasoline prices are defying the normal pattern for now. AAA has the state's average price at $2.61 a gallon this week. AAA's Sean Stewart says an increase in demand and the corresponding decrease in gasoline stocks have not bounced the price up yet.
There are factors that could quickly push prices back up in the coming week. The impact of Chinese tariff, there are issues going on with Iran right now. We are always subject to potential hurricanes in the Gulf and other places that could interrupt supply.
Some of those supply issues are mitigated here in Kansas because the state has its own refineries in El Dorado, McPherson, and Coffeyville.
The search is underway for a new Wichita State University president.
The State Board of Regents on Thursday formed a presidential search committee. Board member Mark Sutton tells KSN News Dr. Bardo, who died in March, will be hard to replace.
Dr. Bardo was a unique visionary that I think, frankly, in my experiences, is somewhat rare in academia. So this search may take us on a broader scope. To find the person that's really going to carry the mantle that Dr. Bardo set.
The board will make their selection after the committee provides them with a list of 3 to 5 candidates. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Sedgwick County Commission Chair David Dennis tells KNSS News the county has a big challenge in caring for people who have mental health problems. And he thinks the state of Kansas should help the county.
If we could have a regional mental health facility, we could start putting people into a mental health facility to treat them. But what we're doing right now is we're putting them in jail, and that's not where they belong. We need to try and work with the state to help alleviate that problem.
David Dennis is our guest this weekend on Issues 2019, Sunday morning at 8 on KNSS.
Two executions in two different states last night.
In Alabama, death row inmate Michael Brandon Sammer was executed for a quadruple murder in 1997 that followed a dispute over the use of a pickup truck. Sammer and a friend, Mark Duke, were convicted of killing Duke's father, the father's girlfriend, and the woman's two young daughters. Duke's death sentence was overturned because he was 16 at the time of the slayings, while Sammer was 19. And in Tennessee, 68-year-old inmate Don Johnson was executed for the murder of his wife decades ago at a camping center he managed in Memphis. He was sentenced to death in 1984. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
The worst mass shooting in modern U.S. history could cost one casino giant millions of dollars.
MGM Resorts tells federal regulators it may shell out $800 million to settle federal lawsuits stemming from the 2017 mass shooting at Mandalay Bay in Las Vegas. MGM also claims it has more than $750 million in insurance to pay toward a settlement, but a lawyer handling thousands of claims says that amount is not enough. Plaintiffs are seeking compensation for physical and emotional harm following the killing of 58 people. They say MGM's Mandalay Bay did not do enough to protect attendees at an open-air concert. The shooter rained down bullets on the crowd from a two-room suite at the high-rise hotel and casino. Tom Graham, Fox News.
KNSS News time now, 6:33, and it's time to check the forecast with KNSS Staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. It's fairly quiet now with breezy conditions across south central Kansas. Another warm afternoon, but stormy weather possible this weekend, at least for Saturday and Saturday night. Today's high 85 with gusty south winds. A thunderstorm moves in after midnight with a low 67. Then rain and storms tomorrow. A few strong with heavier precipitation or high 77. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now, partly cloudy, south wind gusting to 25 miles per hour, 68 degrees here on this Friday morning with Steve and Ted. May 17th, on this date in 1973, a special committee convened by the U.S. Senate began its televised hearings into the Watergate scandal. And they had plenty of tune in on that one, I'll guarantee you. People were watching that. Oh,
when I was a little kid, I remember my parents had it on all the time. We're watching that.
Just riveting to see what was going to happen next with the Nixon administration and the Watergate investigation there. No. Televised. Staffers at a U.S. Air Base, U.S. Air Force Base in Florida had to bring in the heavy gear to help clear a runway this week. They used a front-end loader to remove an alligator that decided to lounge on a takeoff and landing strip at MacDill Air Force Base. A wildlife manager helped orchestrate the gator's removal, having it scooped into the bucket of the loader. The base ended up sharing a photo of the reptile on Facebook, along with a caption saying that the gator was just preparing for takeoff. A base spokesman says alligator sightings are common around the base, which is located, on Tampa Bay. And, so they had to get rid of I wonder how big that gator was.
He didn't look that. I mean, he was normal-sized. He wasn't behemoth.
Well, they really probably didn't need a front loader, but it was a handy device that worked well in the situation.
Well, that's the equipment they have there at the base.
Yeah.
I was surprised they said they'd never had that happen at MacDill before. I figured it was something that was fairly. They said no. They said that's the first time it's ever happened.
Well,
but they said on the golf course on the base, that's where the alligators, because that's where the water is.
Well, you know, when
the gators are all over there by the golf course in the water, so they don't usually stray out on the runway very often.
My wife, when she was at Rent-A-Center, helped put on a big meeting at two of them, in fact, at Hilton Head in South Carolina. Of course, they had a golf course right there, and they said, man, this one thing you got to do if you guys are going to golf, watch out for the gators in South Carolina. More wildlife news. You may know a birdie in golf is a good thing, but a birdie in soccer can cause problems, especially when the birdie is an actual bird. The Record newspaper in Teaneck, New Jersey, says a killdeer that laid eggs on a soccer pitch has kicked several teams to other fields. Paper says the bird created a nest on a patch of synthetic grass in Votee Park about 2 weeks ago, not far from one of the goals. To protect the eggs, public works employees have cordoned off the nest with traffic cones and yellow caution tape. Officials say it could take up to 2 months for the eggs to hatch and for the chicks to vacate the nest, giving the soccer players their field back. In case you're wondering, killdeer are not a threatened species, but there are laws that will protect them. Apparently, they'd go after the soccer players and peck them or whatever and get them out of there. Of course, the soccer players didn't want to interrupt the nest either. But, so there's another one. And I'm going to add one more wildlife story for you this morning, Ted. And that is, on the way in to work this morning, coming into the parking lot here on East Douglas, I saw a coyote.
Had a Marlon Perkins experience?
Had a Marlon Perkins, a coyote. And he was over here on the side, and he kind of looked at me.
Was this at?
Right at this. We come in the driveway out there, mm-hmm. into this lower part here.
Yeah.
There's a coyote out there.
Huh.
You know, with coyotes in urban areas, I've seen them up on, up here on the Kellogg, close to Kellogg and Rock Road. I've seen coyotes up there. So
I've seen one cross our driveway here.
Have you?
Yeah.
Okay. So we got geese, but we don't usually see a coyote, a rabbit now and then. Of course, there's not many rabbits if there's coyotes around.
No.
That's in their diet. That and roadrunners. I didn't see a roadrunner, though. This coyote had a big device on his back that was said Acme something on it. I don't know.
Oversized rocket.
Yeah.
Strapped to a catapult.
Yeah. I did not see that.
This
is just a regular old coyote. 6:38 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And it's time for the commodities update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve. There was a true lack of fresh market moving news for the livestock futures Thursday. The cattle complex had two-sided trading and also saw another round of new contract lows for the feeder cattle. The close for the cattle complex saw several contracts with triple-digit gains from late session buying. The lean hog spent most of the session trading negative and also managed to come back and close on the positive side yesterday. At the close, June cattle were 80 cents higher at 110.47, August feeders $1.05 higher, 143.32, and June hogs up 40 cents at 92.22. Now, Thursday, the wheat, corn, and soybean futures all closed positive as they traded at or near the highs for the week. Now, there are estimates that the funds have now covered one-third of their combined short positions in the wheat, corn, and soybean futures. Overnight, we saw upside, and December corn traded at $4 for the first time since March 26th. At the moment, July KC wheat's up a nickel at 421 and three quarters. July corn up 4.5 cents at 383.5. July soybeans down 3.5 cents at 836.25. June crude oil trading a half a dollar higher at 63.37. June gold up 80 cents at $1,287. The June S&P 17.5 points lower at 2861. June dollar index 6 cents higher at 97.74. And June Dow Jones futures down 157 points at 25,710. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Loeffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Tom, got your umbrella ready to go for the weekend? Looks like we could get some showers in the area.
Boy, not only the weekend, Steve, but a lot of next week, too, it looks like.
I have a feeling it's going to be raining till the 4th of July, maybe, looks like.
Huh? And kind of put a dud in the fireworks, won't it?
It will. It will. Now, I found out something today that I didn't know anything about. I was a we've got a Fox News story coming up here about this, and it comes from Austria, where the officials there are having a real problem. Apparently, people like to, and there's a it's an internet challenge. People are going on Facebook with videos of themselves kissing cows. I don't know if you've seen that. Have you seen any of this?
No, I had not seen that one yet.
Well, it's pretty interesting because they get right down in their faces and. And these cows open up those big mouths of theirs with those great big teeth. And these young people who are doing this apparently are not aware that cows bite sometimes, I guess. But some of these cows are sticking those big long tongues out and licking their faces. It's pretty revolting, I'll tell you.
Now, is this leading up to something?
No, no. You do your own punchline. But I'm just, you're a farm boy. Did you ever kiss a heifer before?
No, I did not, Steve, and I can swear to that.
Really? Okay.
Yes.
How about a chicken?
Well, I'll tell you what, I guess people will try anything at least once, right?
Well, yeah, and it's just, again, makes for some really strange, goofy-looking video. I don't, first of all, I don't think cows don't brush their teeth, do they? I mean, they got to have pretty bad breath, I would think, right?
I'm going to change subjects just a little. Cows do not brush their teeth. But horses are quite often taken to a veterinary to have their teeth cleaned.
Really? I did not know that.
Yeah. Don't you remember the episode of Mr. Ed where he went to the dentist?
No.
Oh, well, I just made that
up. Sure, and they asked Mr. Ed what flavor of floss he wanted, and he answered.
Did he? Really?
Exactly.
Now I got a question for you, Mr. Smarty Pants. How does a horse floss with those hooves of his?
Very carefully.
Yep. That's the right answer.
All right. I want you to do some research on that and get back to us on cow kissing, will you, sir?
We will do that, Steve.
Sounds like a lot of bull to me.
It sure is. Right.
Thank you, Tom. It's 641 now, Steve and Ted. Keep it here for Don Grant, CFP, the money tracker. He's going to talk about the golden handshake.
Okay.
Yeah. That's coming up, Steve and Ted, here on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.